You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunsen, also that monkey guy.
Hello and welcome to Which Is Better, Which Is Better production starring Gary Fletcher.
We're back.
And so Brad Edwards.
I am. And Sean Parrott.
And I'm Sean Parrott, here from the Which Is Better studios in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right. He's got it all.
It's so good to be here.
Is it good to be here?
It is good to be here.
It is good to be here.
We're recording in a gazebo today.
Yes.
Everybody's sick. Sean's a sick boy. Gary's got a sore throat.
Yeah. But when I hear the wind going through the trees and the birds in the sky,
yeah,
it makes everything seem okay.
Huh.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I've been doing? I've been listening to classical music.
Oh.
I'm not trying to do a Brad's tip right off the bat.
Yeah.
Like Marvin Gaye?
No. AC/DC. I mean like Beethoven and shit.
Oh.
And if I went on to iTunes, where you can download this podcast, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And for like $7, you can get 100 classical Philharmonic. I mean, like, it's really good bang for your buck. Some of these songs are 20 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
And I've been listening to it. But my thing is, like, I'm such a fucking, you know, what's it, Philistine or something? I'm like, oh, I love this song. That's from that car commercial.
Yeah.
Or that's from Beef It's for Dinner or something. You know,
that's
like all the music to me.
That's funny.
It's from, it's from Looney Tunes. Yeah.
Mine's like all from America's Funniest Home Videos clips. Dun, 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 dun. And you're like, somebody's getting hit in the balls.
I know. Yeah. It's like every other song is like, oh, that's from some goofball 80s movie or something, you know.
My favorite piece of classical music is that like, that's my favorite piece of classical music.
Who is that?
That's the America's Funniest Home Videos theme song.
That is pretty good.
I've never seen that show.
You just referenced it. You fucking asshole.
My favorite is the Hungarian Rhapsody, I think.
Yeah.
That's because it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, guys.
That sounds great.
You know, let me ask you this since I've got you here.
All right. Shoot.
I get mad. Like, you guys get mad, right?
Oh, yeah.
Here's my problem. I've been trying to figure out why I get so mad. Like, I was driving around beautiful downtown Nashville.
Mm. Yeah.
And there's this thing now that I'm sure everyone knows about where they'll paint angel wings on the side of a building.
Yeah.
And then tourists will stand in front of it.
Yeah.
And when I see that, it's like I hate them.
Yeah.
I don't know, but why? They're not hurting me. They're not doing anything wrong.
I think you're an insane person.
I just see them like, oh, fuck you. Why do I think fuck you? Why is that?
You just need to turn it around. Just say, eh. That's even just like only a few steps down. It's just, eh.
If you had a woman and you pointed to her and like, you don't know this woman. I know this woman. She went to jail for murdering her mother.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, oh, wow. Huh.
That's sad.
I wouldn't hate her.
Yeah.
But if that woman was standing in front of angel wings, I'd be like, what a fucking jackass. Fuck you. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. I think usually when you hate something, it's you hate the thing in yourself that reflects back to you. But I don't know.
Maybe
I'm not. Am I a basic bitch and I don't like that?
Maybe you need to listen to more of Gary's relaxation exercises.
I'd like to put in a request for another meditation moment.
I'll do one soon. You should really try yoga, Brad.
Try it out, man.
I'm serious. Like, find you a nice YouTube video with a good yogi and
some good stances.
You know, you don't have to have any pressure going to a class. Just do it in the comfort of your own bedroom.
Yeah, get some tight pants.
Yeah.
And hug your butt.
Yeah.
And your dick.
I'd like to lie to you and tell you I'm going to try it.
You should.
I mean, when I was in massage therapy school, we had to do yoga.
You should do curvy yoga. That's a real thing. Liz
that's
went
another
to curvy
thing.
Yoga.
When I see videos of like goat yoga and there's people doing yoga and there's goats, I'm like, God, fuck you. But why? I'd love to have a baby goat jump on my back.
It'd be fun. I think
why do I hate it when other people
You just
do
hate it. You hate that people all enjoy the same thing.
I guess I hate people having a good time.
Yeah.
All at once. Yeah. You think happiness should be like a special,
alone
thing
time
that only you have. Like, if people hated the Angel Wings, you'd probably be doing it, you know?
If I, like, came up with Angel Wings, yeah. I'd be like, look at this thing. You're why isn't everybody? And I would, like, be fretting that people aren't catch the Angel Wings aren't catching on.
We should do a Which Is Better photo shoot down there.
Oh, yeah, we definitely should.
Apparently, you have to wait in line.
It's like an hour wait to get your picture taken.
You have to wait in line? Oh, yeah. It's okay, like now I'm right. Okay, good.
Yeah, you should be.
I feel
mad.
Completely justified.
We should go down there with paintball guns and just shoot the people.
Make them really angels. I thought you wanted wings.
Mm-hmm. If that actually happens in the next day or so, we did not do that.
No.
Yeah, we had nothing to do with it.
No. But if it was real bullets. Listen. Hold on. Jonathan's wanting me to remind everybody out there to please. I know I sound like a broken record here, but you got to rate us.
Ooh,
you
got to
get on iTunes and give us,
rate us
a
rate us.
5-star. At,
yeah.
Well, however many stars you can give
I
us.
I think 5 is the most.
If you don't feel like writing a review, message me. I'll write it and, and then send it to you, and then you pay.
Yeah,
we're asking you here.
Yeah,
Gary, he told me this before the show. He said he'll do like a live jerk off session for you. Yeah. You can watch him masturbate.
Skype.
We want this thing to blow up like Angel Wings.
Yeah,
we want people lining up to listen to this podcast.
I'll get on.
I want to hear people. I want to say, hey, what do you listen to? And they go, which is better? I'm like, oh, fuck you. I want to be mad about it. Yeah. That's how popular I want this to
sucks.
Get.
It sucks.
I'm done with this shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess let's get this show on the road. I mean, you guys got anything brewing in your hearts?
No, I'm good. I just want to get this fantastic podcast underway.
Well, let's do Brad's tip.
Okay. That wasn't the tip? Oh, I guess that wouldn't be a tip.
No.
Ooh, double tip.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's what I meant. That was just more of a slice of life, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
No,
I don't mean
fine.
To get too many tips.
No, the more tips, the better. That's what I say.
This tip is a good tip. It's a bit of a sad tip.
Uh-oh.
Now, we all know across this great country of ours, the Toys R Us business franchise going out of business. They're closing. Mm-hmm. And, in my life, I've been to Toys R Us that close. Mm-hmm. And here's Brad's tip. Go into the Toys R Us, go to the greeting card section, buy them up. They go deep, deep discounts on those, like 80% off.
Really?
And then like a store-wide 20% off. You can get like a $5 birthday card for like 20 cents. And what you do, what I do, what you do, is you buy them up, keep them in a drawer, and then... Hey, did you remember it's Gary's birthday?
They're good forever.
You go in the bedroom, you get a birthday card, you get it out, and you know, people, they go home, they flip on the back, they go, he spent $5 on this birthday card. I didn't spend $5 on my card. I spent $5 on my card. So,
that's 20 cents.
So be a vulture, get down there to this dying, your childhood corpse, and pick over the bones. Don't feel bad for Toys R Us. They didn't treat their employees very well.
I saw I saw Jeffrey the Giraffe selling the contributor the other day.
Did I ever tell you I dressed up as Jeffrey the Giraffe?
Really?
Like, I used to work at Toys R Us.
What?
Oh, wow.
I used to work at Toys R Us when my baby Hannah was a baby.
Uh-huh.
And I worked at Toys R Us. I was employee of the month. I wasn't a bad employee. I did good. But I quit because of decency.
Yeah.
Because... I worked the Christmas, like before Christmas, they have people working night shifts all the time. Mm-hmm. They really have a lot of people. Then they schedule you to work Christmas Eve, and people are like, well, if you're just going to fire us all Christmas, I'm not coming in Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And they sent out this big memo, we're not firing anybody. Everybody's got their job. Christmas Eve, people come in, they work. Next, after Christmas, they fire like half the people.
What?
They lied.
God.
They lied and had people come in to work. Mm. And I was like, I'm not going to work. You're scumbags. You're fucking scumbags. So don't feel bad that Toys R Us going out of business. They are scumbags.
It's fine.
And they made me dress up like Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Yeah.
And it was a miserable time. Ooh, you'll find this interesting.
Okay.
I was at a fair dressed up as Jeffrey the Giraffe and almost got into a fight with the Shoney's bear.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like he was all like a mascot, like into it and dancing around. Uh-huh. I was like the least low energy.
Yeah.
Just a sad person inside of a giraffe.
Sure, you're probably sweating like a pig.
It was horrible. It was like too small. Like if I, it had like these, and it had that big head and it was so heavy.
Oh.
And it had like these suspenders on where if I stood my back straight, I couldn't. Uh-huh. Like, it was not... And I'm not like a giant guy. It's meant for like a small person. And like kids were running up, pulling my tail. And I'm like, get the fuck. I hated it. And then the Shoney's barrels all like, hey, do, do, do. And I'm like, I don't want to mock fight. I'm not the fucking San Diego chicken.
It's funny you mentioned that, Brad, because back years ago, I was the Shoney's bear.
What?
Wait a minute. This was like 20 years ago, so you'd have been...
I was 12, yeah. I worked with a traveling fair when I was 12 years old as a Shoney's bear.
Child labor.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
That's the night we never met. Well, wow. I'm glad we didn't
fight.
That's
kind of romantic.
Synchronicity, man.
Yeah, it all works out.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah.
Well, let's call Mark.
Synchronicity. Is that how it goes?
No.
Let's call Mark and get Mark's financial tip.
Good afternoon. This is Mark. How may I help you today?
Hey, Mark, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Is there more people there that I should be hearing?
Can you hear me?
I hear Sean.
Okay.
Wow, it works.
We're trying a different way of doing it.
I don't hear Jonathan or Gary.
Hey, Mark, it's me, Gary.
Oh, hey, Gary. Good.
Jonathan, say hello, Jonathan. Hey, Mark.
Yes.
We've got some financial questions for you. One financial questions for you.
Great. I love financial questions.
Could you tell us about selling online?
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested.
Yeah, sure. I approve of it.
Okay. There's like selling online where you like sell on Letgo or Craigslist where you meet someone local and you exchange things. And then there's like eBay and Amazon and stuff. You talk about it.
Probably the safest transaction is the eBay transaction.
Oh.
But it is also one of the most expensive ways to sell something.
Oh.
Is it? Why?
Not only do you pay a fee to eBay for the percentage of the what you sell, then there's PayPal fees if you're changing over PayPal. So it's very hard. It cuts into your profits a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But if you're worried about shipping something to Spokane, Washington, and you're like, hey, I don't know, should I do this or should I not do it? eBay is the best way to sell it, something like that.
Do you do that? Do you sell on eBay?
Yeah, I actually just sold a couple things on eBay.
Oh, okay.
What'd you sell?
I sold a Focusrite audio interface.
Oh, nice.
$35 to a gentleman in Miami.
Okay, ooh. So you sold it for $35. Yummy. What did you spend? I'm sorry that Sean's on the phone now. We won't do this way next time.
Yeah, Sean, get a life. We're doing financial talk.
So you sold your digital flick. Your mixer to a guy for $35.
Yeah, it was one that has just been sitting there for about 4 or 5, well, actually 3 years. Well, I hadn't used it.
Well, what I'm asking is how much of the $35 do you get and how much of it did you have to spend? How much of it, what's your net versus your gross?
Ooh. Oh, it'll probably, oh, yeah.
Financial talk.
So also there's shipping involved. He had to pay like, I think $14.
Oh, dang.
So I made like a dollar in shipping.
And oh, so shipping isn't secret. Necessarily...
No, that's a good secret. What I always try and do, you find something, you know, set the auction cheap.
Yeah.
And see if you can make a couple extra bucks on the shipping.
Oh.
Because they don't take fees out of the shipping. That's your money. They're like, oh, that's what it costs. So
I got burned that way one time. I bought a Transformer belt buckle from China. And the shipping was like $12 or so. They really got me on the shipping. Yeah. And the bucket itself was like a dollar.
Man, that makes me want to kick your ass so bad.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Kill him, Gary.
I'm sorry. If it makes you feel any better, it was a Decepticon logo, which has pointy points on the top.
Uh-huh.
And my fat belly would stab into it would stab me, so I can't wear it.
The front of your pants is just covered in blood.
I look cool though, right? No, you don't. Okay, well, that's eBay. What other what about local stuff? Like if
Actually, Craigslist is out there and it's still okay, but really, Facebook Marketplace has really taken over as the premier way to buy and sell things in Middle Tennessee for sure, and I'm sure in other communities it's doing just as well because you can see what your friends are selling. And it's not as Craigslist has a creepy feel to it, like you're going to get robbed or, something on Craigslist, which I still do Craigslist deals sometimes. I used to do a lot where I'd go buy stuff from people and then sell it on eBay.
Oh,
I don't do that so much anymore. A couple of years ago, I was able to really buy a lot of guitar pedals around town pretty cheap and then like double them on eBay. But the Craigslist prices on guitar pedals have caught up to eBay prices.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame.
You know what? It's okay. You know?
Mark always knows how to make some extra money.
Mark's always hustling.
Always a way. I was ahead of the game on selling $2 bills on eBay. I used to make a lot of money doing that. It's amazing. You go to your bank, you buy $2 bills for guess how much?
$2.
$2. And you go on eBay, and sometimes you can sell a single one for 10 or 12 bucks.
What?
People are so stupid. Why don't people... Can you can sell money?
You can sell money.
Wow.
And
for more money than it is?
This is like in the mid-2000s. I would buy a roll of copper 1 ounce coins for like $20 or
something. Like those dollar coins?
No, they were like, it wasn't even actual currency. It was like you're buying an ounce of copper.
Oh.
Just for people who wanted, I got to have it in my hand.
Invest
and then
in
I'd
copper.
Break the thing, I'd break the thing up and sell them one coin at a time.
Oh, wow.
For like $5 a coin, and people were buying it.
Jesus.
It was crazy. And of course, that dried up at some point. I mean, I did it like three times.
Huh.
But if you can find something to get ahead of the curve, you know, or find something.
I mean, you
got to
have a Mark
really
Unson brain to do this type of stuff.
Find stuff that you can only find in Nashville. That's why I was doing guitar pedals for a long time, because people in Nashville, they're just like.
Yeah.
They're all musicians. They're just cleaning out their closet trying to make a few bucks so they can buy more equipment.
I do that.
But some guy in Santa Fe, New Mexico, he can't just go buy a distortion pedal for $35.
You know what I heard? There's people who you can hire to wait in line when the new iPhones comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Angel Wing photo line holder. That's my
that's
my new
really
job.
That's a really good idea.
I will stand in line.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. If you're buying an iPhone, though, think of all the nerds and kind of like spineless people in line for an iPhone. A guy like me, I'll just walk up and just cut.
Yeah.
Bring Gary with me. Gary beats innocent people all the time.
He has. Well, we've got to go on to Which Is Better. Thank you so much for...
Well, you don't have to.
Well, we've got to do Gary's thing, then we got to do Sean's thing, then we got to do an ad. We got a lot to cover. But thank you for your financial advice, buddy. I've been getting a lot of rave reviews about it.
Oh, you ain't kidding me.
Yeah.
It's hot, baby. It's
at Jokeymon. You had people coming up to you at Jokeymon.
Couldn't believe it. Floored.
Yeah.
Thank you for all you've done for my career. Brad.
Thank you, buddy. I'm going to hang up. I'm hanging up. I love you.
Hanging up. I'll keep talking.
I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, Mark.
Bye. Bye, Mark.
Well, guys, write us in and let us know if you like us doing the phone that way better. You get to hear the creaks of the chair as I get in and out of it.
Yeah, I'll make sure to raise the volume on that part. That'd be great.
Bump it up.
Now it's time for Gary's special segment.
Hey, everyone. This is Gary's Choose Your Own Adventure Corner. Yeah, it should be a corner, I think, right? When I was a kid, around 12 years old, I didn't have a video game system, but I loved games.
Mm-hmm.
So I found in the back of our phone book in East Tennessee where I lived, there was a Choose Your Own Adventure. There was a Choose Your Own Adventure phone line.
Yeah.
And you would call in with different adventures. And a lot of times they were kind of like... They had a little bit problematic, you know, because they didn't know any better.
Just
the
Chinese characters,
the tribal, the tribe.
Yeah. Oh, after you. Yeah, okay. That sounds pretty scary. Yeah,
the jungle people are gonna hunt you down.
I actually wrote a phone Choose Your Own Adventure.
What?
And I'm gonna add some sound effects and stuff to it in post.
Could we impose on you to hear it?
I'd love to, buddy. I'm glad you asked.
Oh boy.
So
Sean and I are on an adventure right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. Hey, buddy.
You guys ready?
I'm scared.
Sean, I hope we make it. Go ahead.
Hello, adventurer. Welcome to the forbidden jungle of darkness. I am your guide, Sanchez Lopez.
No.
Oh, no. The old ruins are just a little ways ahead.
Oh, no.
Should we head there now?
Yeah.
Press yes. 1 to go to the ruins.
I was going to say press 2 for English.
You got to take this seriously.
I'm sorry. What's 1?
Press 1 to go to the ruins. Okay. Press 2 to stay put and get to know Sanchez.
Let's go to the ruins, huh?
Okay. All right.
1.
Boop, 1. Boop.
No, you have to press 2.
Oh, 2.
2.
Thank you. Thank you. This has been Gary's Choose Your Own Adventure. Okay. So, you want to get to know about me?
Oh, no.
I notice you looking at my package on the boat right over here. I'm not gay, but there's something about you. Would you like to masturbate together? Press 1 to go to the ruins. Press 2 to masturbate with Sanchez in the jungle.
Well, we better do 2, I guess.
2? I don't see why it has to be either or, but yeah, 2.
2. Boop.
I can't believe we're doing this. 2 adventurers jacking off underneath a coconut tree. Speaking of, I think I'm about to coconut myself. Press 1 to finally go to the ruins.
What?
Press 2 to nut along with Sanchez.
We probably want a 2, right?
What coconut would grow near ruins?
The jungle coconut, of course.
Let's find out. Press 2.
2. Boop, boop.
Oh. I'm gonna look out, it's a tiger. Oh my god, it's eating my head. Oh no, it's attacking you now.
Oh no.
You are dead.
Thank you for playing the Forbidden Jungle of Darkness.
Man, that was exciting.
We should have gone to the ruins.
I wanted to go to the ruins. Oh,
boy. Thank you, Gary.
Now everybody's ruined.
That was erotic.
Thank you.
That's for we have a lot of horny listeners, so that's good.
God,
really good
we've got so many thirsty
Thanks,
listeners.
Too horny lately.
Yeah,
horny
are?
Levels are through the roof.
You're horny?
No, not me.
Just
the,
people?
Everything around me.
Everybody.
Everybody.
It's like everywhere Gary goes.
I don't know why everybody's so horny. I don't know.
What is it? Why are they so horny?
I don't know. That whole Sanchez dude got me
sprung.
And he was a white guy too. I just
oh, that's okay.
No, of course.
Yeah, he sounded
white. Who said he wasn't?
Not me.
All right, it's time for Sean's special corner.
Let's head on down to the rock block with Sean. Today we're gonna have some fun facts.
Okay.
You guys, of course, know. You know the Beatles, great band, but did you know they didn't always play their main instrument on all the songs? I mean, a lot of people know that Eric Clapton played the guitar solo on While My Guitar Gently Weeps, a George Harrison song. But did you know
that he fucked people's wives?
He did do that also. But George Harrison plays bass on She Said, She Said. That's traditionally a Paul McCartney instrument.
Oh.
But my most favorite switcheroo in the history of the Beatles is on the song Taxman. Paul McCartney played that blistering solo. That That's a Paul McCartney guitar solo.
Good Lord.
Or did you believe what you just learned?
I didn't think there was any more Beatles trivia to be known.
I try to spring them loose.
Well, thank you.
No,
okay.
Thank you for listening.
All right, that's Sean's special corner.
Yeah,
all right, now
corner.
We've got Jonathan's asking us to go to phone calls. Do we have a phone call?
All right, okay.
Hi, this is Steven Spinola calling. I was just wondering which is better, the United States Postal Service or fucking anything else? Because
Whoa.
They can't do their fucking jobs at all.
Ooh.
And the Nashville Distribution Center for the U.S. Postal Service does not have any contact information. Not a phone number, not an email. Ooh. They purposefully do not want to be able to help you with anything. So please, let me know which is better, the U.S. Postal Service or fucking anything else. I mean, fucking anything else is probably better. If you're going to have sex with something else, definitely have sex with something other than the Postal Service. But anything else is better than...
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you, Stephen.
I'm going to have to... Are we supposed to really weigh in on this?
Oh, I don't think we need to tear it apart, but I'm going to say Stephen's got a point. Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah. It's the
Brad
worst.
Brad has so much trouble. I've never, ever had one trouble with mail in my entire life.
I feel like Stephen's onto something because, you know, Sean and I live in a duplex.
We do.
And the back of the half of the duplex was our landlord's. Mm-hmm. And they moved away to New York. And when they did a change of address. And I swear to God, since then, I haven't been able to get mail. It's not the same house. I mean, it's the same house, but it's not the same address. Yeah. And I've gone to the post office. I've fucking called the post office. I go and they look at, and I think they have some kind of personal fucking vendetta against me because I've complained so much. And I tried it the nice way 100 fucking times. And you know me, I don't get mad.
Yeah, never. No, you're very reasonable and chill. Yeah.
But I did. But I know you don't yell at waiters who bring you food. I know who you don't yell at. Yeah. And I didn't yell at them. But after a while, I was like, it was like, you know, I make a lot of money, guys. I have checks coming in, and they would like get bounced back, and I'd be like, "Why didn't I get my?" They're like, "Cause there's no address."
Yeah.
How the fuck does the address not exist anymore? Mm. I'm with Steven on this one. Any fucking thing else is better. Yeah. Anything, name anything, and it's better.
The Holocaust.
Yep. Oh, better. Wow. Hands down, better for
like
lots of reasons.
The main Holocaust.
Yeah.
Any Holocaust.
Oh, okay.
The murder of JonBenet Ramsey.
Do you think that there is a Schindler's List
alleged murder?
Do you think there's a Schindler's List blooper reel?
There, of course there is.
There has to be, right?
Yeah, because I mean, like, on movies like that,
we watched Crank 2, and as the credits are rolling, they were like kind of flubs and things.
Yeah,
and I was like, I wonder.
Oh, and the dude from Linkin Park who killed himself is in Crank 2 in like a silly part, and it really made it sad to watch it. It was like, man.
Crank 2,
is...
another thing better than the
Crank 2 is better
US
than most
Postal
things,
Service.
Though.
I'm glad Trump's trying to destroy them by taking away all of their business, which is Amazon. Not to be topical. What were you saying, Gary? JonBenet Ramsey?
Oh, is that better?
The murder of her?
Yeah.
Well, is it anything?
Wow.
Is
that
it
is
fucking
something.
Anything?
Do you think it's fake?
Was it fake? I'm not saying that.
Sean said it was fake.
I said allegedly.
No, he said the Holocaust was fake.
No, I didn't say that either.
Sean said word for word.
I remember.
There could be listeners in Canada, and that's illegal in Canada.
Sean, why do you feel that way?
I don't feel that way.
What do I have to do to prove to you?
Well, show me even one great movie about it.
There's so many
great
movies.
I've never seen Schindler's List.
Really?
You've never seen Schindler's List?
It's awesome.
I feel like it's too late.
Nope.
No.
I feel like
never
it's been
late.
Spoiled, like Borat, you know? It's like, you hear everybody doing
the
voice.
It's kind of the same story.
Like, it's not really topical. I mean, it's like, it's
there's
stands
lots of
the test of
anti-Semitism
time.
In both of them.
Ooh.
I might check it out.
Just watch
We could
it,
do
man.
A which is better, Borat versus Schindler's List.
That'd be a really weird one.
Oh, that'd be probably the end of everything. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen.
All right. Now, guys, it's time for we're going to do a quick ad, and then we'll get to Which is Better.
You're listening to Which is Better, a Corporate Juggernaut production. Got questions or comments? Of course you do. Just give us a call at 931-492-9789 or message us at whichisbetterpod.com or whichisbetterpodcast@gmail.com or Facebook at whichisbetterpod or also, geez, how many of these do they have? Twitter at whichisbetterer. And if somehow none of these are to your liking, Instagram, whichisbetterpod. I recommend just calling.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
All right. It's time for Which is Better. Which is Better? This one has been sent in to us by Danielle Claire Daughtry. Am I saying it right?
I think that's
that
correct.
Sounds exactly right.
Danielle wrote in and said, let's do Godzilla versus King Kong.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Godzilla versus King
That's
Kong.
Scary.
Are That's you a... talking about the movie guys?
No, the real life characters.
Okay.
Got reaction. Who's better? Sean.
Ah, boy. First of all, I don't really care about either, but I'll say Godzilla. I guess, but I just don't care.
Okay.
I'm a huge dinosaur head, but man, King Kong's is so cool.
I don't think...
Yeah, they're both pretty great.
Godzilla's not a dinosaur.
But he's in the family of dinosaurs.
He's not even a he.
Dinosaur. She. Fine.
Well, thank but you. They refer to Godzilla as a he, so I don't know. All right, I'm going to say... Oh boy, it is a tough one. Too close to call for me.
Wow, okay.
All right, first question. Who'd win a fight? Now, I know.
I know.
Before you get into it,
whoa!
There's been a movie. It's canon. There was Godzilla vs. King Kong, the movie, and King Kong won. Well, it's Godzilla fighting King Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's
King Kong won. But let's ask.
There's been so many reboots since.
Yeah, there's been different scenarios. So let's just say, in your opinion, who would win in a fight?
I can't imagine how Godzilla wouldn't win.
He's got
like
his arsenal.
Phosphorus breath or something. Yeah. I don't know, some kind of powerful breath.
Yeah.
Got some tail stuff. Got the swinging arms thing, teeth. And I mean, King Kong can do some cool stuff too. Yeah.
He's got stronger arms, certainly.
Yeah.
I'm going to say movie versions. I think Godzilla would win.
Yeah.
But if it was just dudes in the costumes fighting each other, I have a feeling King Kong would win. Just because, like, the Godzilla costume is very cumbersome.
Mm. Well, I guess if you think of, like, the proportionate strength of an ape.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Jonathan's going to go nuts over it. Okay.
Yeah.
A gorilla.
A gorilla, yeah.
A giant gorilla versus, like, anything that's sort of the same size. They're just the fucking strength, the ripping apart strength.
Yeah,
I think it would be a fight. But I agree with Sean. I think that just the fucking dragon breath and shit, you know, the fucking lasers and shit.
But the speed
gives Godzilla an edge.
The speed and intelligence is just on King Kong is.
Yeah.
I will say
there's some Kong action in Ready Player One.
Oh.
And Kong is like, in that at least, is like fast as hell.
Yeah.
He's like flying from building to building. Like he's super powerful and real fast. And agility is a big thing. But I'm still going Godzilla with some fiery ass breath.
Yeah, I think King Kong's got speed and upper body strength.
Oh yeah.
I just don't know if that's going to be enough to you catch your fur on fire. Yeah.
I think like a stealth situation Kong could take.
Oh,
out.
If he just like Godzilla. Sneaks up behind a piano wire.
Also,
jaws open.
Where are they fighting? Because Godzilla can submerge underwater. Apes famously cannot swim. He would sink. No,
can they not swim?
No, they sink. They drown.
Is that true?
Yeah, apes can't swim.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's how many true. Swimming apes you seen?
We've never seen any, this theory out.
Well, I mean, according to me, Jonathan doesn't ever go. Every time I go to the pool and I ask Jonathan to come, he's like, no.
Well, that makes sense. I wouldn't if I couldn't swim.
He's just ashamed of his body.
No, Jonathan, don't be.
You have a beautiful body,
You're beautiful,
Jonathan.
Buddy. We love you. All right. Better original movies. Now, I don't know, Gary, if you're not as much of a movie buff as Sean, but you've seen the old black and white stop motion.
I've seen them.
Stop motion versus guy in a suit.
Yeah.
Tearing up, just basically tearing shit up.
Yeah.
Which is better? Which was a...
I'll say original King Kong for me, even though I don't love either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the original Gojira, the Japanese version, has Takashi Shimura, who's in the... a lot of the Kurosawa movies. He's in Seven Samurai.
Yeah.
And he's real awesome. And he also has...
Who else is in it?
Just Gojira. Is somebody else in it?
What famous American...
Oh, I don't know. I've only seen the... I think I've only seen the Japanese Gojira, not...
Oh, you're talking about the way that... Before they spelled it Godzilla.
Yeah, well, they... went the first Godzilla, the American remake, all they did was reshoot the... stuff on the ground. Like they used the original. I don't think I'm making that up. They reused and then they just like shot a dude like, I'm a scientist and I'm so tired of this.
Wasn't Citizen Kane in it? Isn't he?
Is Orson Welles in it?
I think he's in it.
Really? I don't know.
I think he's in the American remix. I could be wrong. We don't Google things here. We just make shit up.
We just make it up.
All right. Anyway,
I will say King Kong for originals, though I love Takashi Shimura.
All right. Gary, which originals? Old black and white Godzilla movie?
I'm gonna have to go with King Kong.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like that's the only one I can remember seeing as a child.
King Kong also has the funny teeth moment where he's like looking in the window and he's got those big
uh-huh.
teeth.
He's smiling.
He's a little pretty funny. Awesome.
I think also King Kong. It's an old movie. It's like fucking like 38 yeah. or so. It's old as really fuck, old. But it really was a game changer, and it was really like
yeah.
The I mean, it was like a fucking rabbit pelt on a fucking pile of clay.
It looks so cool, though.
It was fucking great.
Still looks cool. All
it
that,
really was.
All
okay.
that stop motion stuff still looks cool.
All right, that round goes to King Kong, I think. All right, now, who had a better reboot movie? And I'm thinking of reboot. Okay. I'm talking about when they did Matthew Broderick,
okay.
Godzilla, yeah. Wallflower soundtrack.
Oh, yes.
P. Diddy.
Come on, here it comes.
The whole Taco Bell
what
fold in with yeah. the here lizard the whole yeah. fucking the
oh,
chihuahua
yes.
they were had a whole ad campaign.
Wow,
they went out gangbusters. Or the Peter Jackson King Kong.
I only watched it in the theater and I liked it all right, and I never even wanted to begin to watch the Matthew Broderick run one, so yeah. I'll just say King Kong for this one too. I'm surprised at how many of these are going for King Kong.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, I think Peter Jackson's one is pretty good, but also I never wanted to see it again. I don't know.
No, and there were obviously in between, there was the, was it Jeff Daniels in that King Kong?
Whoa,
in the 70s, there was a,
oh, yeah.
with the two towers are in it, and he thinks, and it's like a, it's a guy in a suit. Oh, God, that
what?
Was a fucking King Kong movie. Yeah, there was a King Kong reboot. There's been several incarnations.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Peter Jackson, but yeah. there was one before it. But there was also Godzilla kind of
yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was
grew
like
gradually.
A, there was a newer Japanese Godzilla last year.
There's a new
It was pretty
one.
Cool.
Huh.
Right. Where the problem with that was Godzilla was sort of man's punishment for nuclear fucking with the
yeah.
atom.
Oh yeah.
And that's where Godzilla came from, is from as our punishment. He would
yeah.
destroy shit. And now it's sort of like Godzilla, this toxic monster, was the answer to problems. Do you know what I mean? In the reboot
yeah.
where he's fighting off the spider things.
Oh
the
yeah.
I don't know. Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fucking stupid iguana,
sure.
mutant iguana versus Peter Jackson. Gary, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Peter Jackson because, like, I didn't want to watch that movie, and then I started watching it, and I actually finished it.
Whoa.
Which does not happen.
You never finish
no.
movies, and that movie's long
that's
as hell.
That's yeah. long as fuck.
Dude,
wow.
That's the weird thing. Is
that's like a miracle.
I might have watched 3 movies last year, and one that I watched was that 5-hour long
that's
Nightmare on Elm Street documentary.
Wow.
Oh, that thing's awesome.
Yeah, it's weird. I'll either watch no movies or the longest movie in the world.
It's a long
well,
movie.
Well, I guess since those reboots, there's been reboots if you count Skull Island with Samuel L. Jackson
oh, that one's
and
really,
the Godzilla that you were just talking about.
I
so.
Like the Skull Island surprisingly
Skull
a lot.
I watched the action parts. I skimmed through and watched the action
yeah.
parts. It was pretty
yeah,
cool.
No, I think it won. God, King Kong's fucking sweeping up.
King Kong's cool.
Yeah,
I like him.
I didn't even think he was that cool before this, but I'm starting to come around.
It's sort of like you think he's just a big ape. Sorry,
yeah,
Jonathan,
yeah.
but he's just a big ape.
Yeah.
yeah.
Whereas Godzilla's like not just a dinosaur. He's
yeah.
like a dragon monster. He's Godzilla.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get into this, but they're both pretty good allegories.
Well, better roars.
Ooh.
This one's got to go to Godzilla.
It has to be Godzilla.
I mean, God.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Hold on. I got one.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a little bit more like that.
I think that's the closest.
Whereas the original King Kong was like a lion's roar played backwards
yeah.
or something. It was like this weird roar. I'm saying
Godzilla.
What are you guys saying?
Godzilla is definitely the most memorable.
Yeah.
For sure.
Also, we're going to get into it a little bit more, but all the Godzilla monsters have just like, it's like, oh, here comes a giant moth.
Yeah.
How is that the sound of a giant? But they all have a sound.
Yeah. This sounds like a radar.
It'll just be like, and the thing is, they'll just sort of stand in there and it's like, like you're a giant robot. Just, they all have the fucking greatest sounds. Oh, pardon me. All right, bigger dicks.
No.
You know, I'm going to have to go with Godzilla, actually, because I've heard that gorillas have small penises.
Gorillas is that true?
Gorillas have small testicles.
Oh, their penises are big, though? How's the dick, though?
I think the dick is thick. Now, Jonathan's a bonobo, so he's sort of in the thing, and I don't know where they fall on this, but, like, chimps?
Yeah.
Are very promiscuous, so they have big old nuts to wash out other chimps' cum to help them procreate.
Yeah.
Gorillas have like a definite, I am the alpha, I am the silverback.
Yeah,
no one's fucking my bitches, so I don't need giant nuts because I don't need to make that much cum. I let my biceps do the talking, not my nut sacks. And that's what I've heard from like sex experts and stuff. And humans. Our nuts are right in the middle, which means sometimes we feel like a nut, sometimes we don't.
Wow.
You know, we go on both ways. Some of us are monogamous.
Can I say off topic?
Yeah.
I just would never eat a Mounds. I just like almond joy.
Who would eat any of it? Coconuts?
Yeah. I like I've gotten into coconut in my later years.
What am I in? One of Gary's Poontang joke adventures? I'm eating coconuts?
Hey, man. Like, I worked really hard on
that. Was
adventure.
A compliment.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay, well, thank you, buddy.
Bigger dick. I'm going to say Godzilla because, like, we're not even 100% sure of Godzilla. I'm going to say King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't even know if Godzilla's male or female or hermaphrodite.
Yeah. I mean, the lizards have dicks?
Oh, I think they do.
They must,
I'm trying
to
think if I've ever seen a lizard's penis.
Is it one of those things where it comes out of the body somewhere?
I think, yeah, like in there's a little opening and a little dick comes out. I know a turtle's dick is on the end of his tail, but I think that's a shell workaround.
Really?
Isn't it? I think a turtle's dick is at the end of its tail. Well, where else would it be? I mean, there's a shell.
I don't know. I guess how do they have sex?
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
Man.
I'm going to say King Kong because I don't know. I don't even know that Godzilla has a dick.
King Kong's destroying.
King Kong's doing great.
King Kong got that King Dong.
All right.
That's true.
Peter jacks off. King Dong.
Jacks on, jacks off.
Let me see here. Who had better foes?
Oh.
Enemies. King Kong.
Godzilla's got much better enemies.
Yeah.
King Kong basically, I mean, for one thing, we'll set aside humans.
Yeah.
Because there's task forces that just fight Godzilla. There's all the Godzilla stuff. Mm-hmm.
King Kong's main enemy is just people, mostly. I mean, sometimes he'll fight other people, but...
King Kong fought dinosaurs and shit, though, on his island.
That's true.
We're going to set humans aside.
Yeah.
That's kind of a wash. They both suck. Yeah. Fighting humans is just dumb.
Yeah.
But, like, King Kong, the biplanes and stuff, and Godzilla tanks would roll out and fight him. But let's talk about...
You got, like, Mothra?
We got Mothra.
Is there like a Gundam or something?
There was an Ultraman. There's some kind of robot guy.
Ultraman's really cool.
And the weird thing about those old movies is they would like, it was all translated, so they would change the names and stuff.
Yeah.
Like Ghidra wasn't always Ghidra. And then there's like Mecha Ghidra. And then there's Mecha Godzilla, Mothra, Rodan, Gigan.
Oprah.
It was like the smog monster, but then the other ones, he was Heodran or some shit. I don't even know all the fucking monsters, but I always liked Godzilla monsters better because it was like a match. It was like Godzilla's fighting whoever. That's the thing.
Yeah.
King Kong. Here's a Tyrannosaurus. I'm going to break his fucking head open.
Yeah.
Yeah. His enemies didn't have names.
They were dinosaurs, which never made any sense. But, what do you think, Gary? How do you feel?
Godzilla is actually going to win this one for sure.
Yeah. Sean, you agree?
This is a definite Godzilla.
Okay. Godzilla. Okay.
Even Mothra, which is one of the dumbest villains, is somehow cool, too.
It's so weird. You know, Japan, we love Japan.
Oh,
in spite of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they...
What does that mean?
What?
Yeah. Pearl Harbor?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay. I barely blame that for them.
We deserved it.
Well, it was an inside job.
It was.
Whoa.
But they amp up the dumbest shit. The most powerful... Mothra beats Godzilla. Mothra's the most powerful fucking one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? He's a fucking moth.
It's a moth, yeah.
He's a huge moth.
Big ass laser moth.
And he goes. Anyway, all right. I think that one went to Godzilla. Next question. Which is sadder?
Oh.
King Kong.
King Kong's
sure.
more sad. You really King feel. Kong. In the original Kong. And in the Peter Jackson one, King Kong's so sad.
There's yeah. something about monster movies, and I consider King Kong a monster movie.
Definitely.
Where it's geared for teenage boys.
Mm-hmm.
And what is a teenage boy? He's Frankenstein. He's a monster
yeah.
who goes and gets the pretty girl, but he's just a beast. Nobody understands him. And I think that's captured in King Kong in a really profound way. The whole world against him.
Yeah.
He's amped up. He's raging.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think Godzilla's a sad character, but he sort of just comes from his island, fucks shit up, and then leaves. Godzilla, yeah. at one point, was sort of a villain. He was the blob. He was the mm-hmm. the monster.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually he kind of became the hero because he became popular. But
yeah.
yeah
but also King Kong gets stolen. I mean, King Kong gets wrestled from his
There's a lot of slavery
oh, yeah.
tones in this.
Yeah.
There's like a... Yeah, I think, like you were saying about allegories, I think King Kong is sort of like, not stolen from Africa, but stolen from, you know, foreign yeah. land. And mm-hmm. so they even bring this up in Inglourious Bastards, where they can't tell which one's which.
Oh, yeah.
And he,
his chains on him and stuff.
Yeah. He's, yeah. yeah, literally brought over in chains, yeah. put on display, yeah. fucking breaks out.
Oh, yeah.
The national anthem starts playing. He takes a knee and they're like, we're going to kill you. We're going to destroy you, even though we made you. This we're gonna
Sad.
Fucking
tear. Yeah.
Whereas
Godzilla,
yeah.
is like, okay, we need to probably stop blowing up things.
Yeah,
because Godzilla's, it might be bad.
Yeah, that's yeah, that's about like
unchecked nuclear power.
Yeah,
might be
it's
a bad
kind of
idea.
A way like, hey, America, let's not see what could happen.
Yeah, I think King Kong's way sadder, just because
yeah.
you can
yeah.
actually. I mean, he's close enough to human, whereas I feel like Godzilla yeah. is just like...
And they do the same Frankenstein mm-hmm. thing, where,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
you know, Frankenstein meets a little girl, and he's, like, real
yeah.
sweet to her.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens with King Kong. He meets a woman, and he's like, hey,
yeah.
what's up?
Yeah.
I mean, she's terrified, but he's not
but
hurting her.
But he's trying
her.
To protect her.
Yeah.
When there's trouble. He doesn't understand what's going
yeah.
on, but, you, yeah, there's...
He's like,
okay.
why the fuck are people shooting? Why are these yeah. biplanes shooting me? I don't want to get shot.
Yeah. I didn't want to be here.
I'm trying to live my fucking life.
You fucking
life.
Took me from my native land, brought yeah. me to this country, and then you shot me?
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the ape thing.
Right.
I'm just saying that I think that there's some tone of that, too.
Yeah,
it,
there definitely
know?
Is.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very specific part of it is like the you know, the darkness of the whole thing, you know?
It's sad. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
There's so much more emotion in King Kong's face,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Like Godzilla, it's... There's zero emotion.
Yeah.
He can open his
yeah.
mouth and shut
yeah.
his mouth.
That's true. Reptiles are just cold-blooded,
yeah.
literally,
yeah.
in a way, and I think he's a reptile. All right, better kids, Godzuki or Son of Kong?
Oh. My only knowledge of Godzuki is like maybe kind of GIF-based.
Yeah?
So I'm going to say Godzuki.
Okay.
Because it's just a little...
The thing is, I think Godzuki is probably more familiar to everybody than
yeah.
Son of Kong. Son of Kong was just sort of like
name.
Son of Kong was like, well, we killed King Kong, but we want to make another movie,
yeah.
so here's another Kong. He's a little bit smaller, or whatever, like Mighty Joe Young almost.
Yeah,
but like
Dunstan
Godzuki, Godzuki was like about human sized. Do you know who Godzuki is, Gary?
No, I don't.
Dunstan jacks off.
Look up Ooh. Godzuki. Oh God!
I'm gonna go for Godzuki.
Godzuki's so dumb though. Godzuki. I don't know that he's better.
Yeah,
he's a fuck. He's fucking stupid.
He's a dummy.
I
but
can picture him.
Yeah, just picture this.
But Godzuki begs the question: where the fuck did he come from? There's no mom. I mean, did Godzilla lay an egg and Godzuki popped out, or what? Is there a female Godzilla? Or is Godzilla a hermaphrodite?
Maybe
asexual.
Well, life finds a way.
True.
Did we
Godzuki.
Ever have an episode where Gary didn't talk about?
Oh,
the last episode.
You didn't talk about
I
the last episode.
It.
All right. Okay. All right. Skull Island or Monster Island?
Oh, Skull Island. At least in the last one, is badass.
Yeah.
It's very colorful, And yeah. it's not, there's maybe a not a great movie, but it's, there's lots of cool colors and there's lots of cool monsters. I like Skull Island.
Yeah. Monster Island is just an island with a bunch of monsters on it.
Yeah.
Which is also cool.
Monsters are cool.
I don't think there's any people living on Monster Island. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I think maybe the fairies, maybe Mothra's little fairies live there.
Really?
I don't know.
Wow.
Monster Island, that's what I call Hawaii. I don't know.
Why is that?
He doesn't know.
Hawaiians suck, I guess, is the point of that joke.
Hawaiians are great.
No, they are. They're very nice.
I've actually never met a Hawaiian, but I'm guessing they're fine.
Isn't Godzilla set in Hawaii?
Godzilla?
No. Isn't there like an episode that's...
did he go to Hawaii? Hawaii? Yeah.
Hawaii 5-0.
Godzilla 5-0, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Magnum P.I. fights him. All right, we're getting off track, but this Gary. Might bring us back. Did we decide which was? I think Skull Island.
I think Skull Island. I don't Island's know.
Monster Island. Skull Monsters.
Awesome. Yeah,
I like Skull Island.
But like Ghidra, all of those guys are living on Monster Island. So all the guys I love are in one spot. That's a tough one. I might give that one to, you know what? Just to fucking give Godzilla a fighting chance.
Godzilla
here.
Could use some help.
All right, Tokyo or New York?
Ooh. Tokyo. I've been to New York, so Tokyo still has some mystery to me, and I will say Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Michael Hampton's still in Tokyo right now, or in Japan.
Yeah, yeah,
he is. Arigato, Michael.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, little message you, from back home. Hey, buddy.
Hey,
share
Michael.
The podcast.
Hey, give it to there's nothing that the Japanese love more than just
he did,
some white guys talking about
he
stuff.
He did send me a picture of a Godzilla on not life size, but like a head of a Godzilla peeking over some big fiberglass Godzilla head on top of a building. So they get it. They're into it.
Yeah, they like it.
Yeah. Gary?
What was the question again?
Tokyo or New York?
Tokyo. I'm going to go with Tokyo.
Tokyo's better.
Tokyo seems very colorful.
It just seems like it'd be fun to go to.
Yeah.
It seems like a giant candy store of a city.
Which of these is better? Which of these is better? We'll move on. Climbing or fire breath and having a tail?
Fire breath, having a tail,
fire
so much
breath.
Better.
Yeah.
1,000 times better.
Godzilla, I don't think can climb a building.
Probably not. He's got very small arms, he or she.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with fire breath.
Godzilla's got big old thick legs.
Yeah.
Like big old BBW legs.
Yeah, can he... Yeah, squats and stuff.
Yeah, if it was like one of those Indian leg wrestling things, Godzilla every day.
But
his arm wrestling... King
yeah,
Kong.
They are kind of switched. You know, one's top heavy, one's bottom heavy.
Yeah, I don't know. Gary, would you rather be able to climb up a building like King Kong or be able to breathe fire and have a tail that smacks around?
Man.
Well, I can already breathe fire, so I'm going to have to go with climb.
Wow.
Okay. I'm saying if you had to pick between these two, though, you lost all your powers.
Breathing fire.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Helped all me, right.
Godzilla.
It helped me light up those joints on 420.
Well, that leans into more of this next question, which would you rather be? Would you rather be Godzilla or would you rather be King Kong?
I think I'd rather be King Kong.
Yeah? Tell me more about that.
I don't know. It just seems like it'd be cool to be big, to be really big. It'd be cool.
Well, you'd be bigger either way.
Yeah, but like to still like have some human function. Like there seems to be an element of humanism.
A little bit of dexterity.
In King Kong.
I think the original King Kong wasn't supposed to be... an ape. I think he was supposed to be just sort of an ape, kind of Sasquatchy kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I could be misremembering this, but I think I'd seen something where they had like three different ones, where one was like really human, kind of just a hairy guy, one that was like gorilla, and one that was sort of in the middle. And I guess they just ended up going with gorilla. All right, Sean, which would you rather be?
Oh, boy. Man, I feel like Godzilla's more likely to survive.
Ooh, okay.
I think in most of the versions, Godzilla sneaks away into the water.
Yeah.
Whereas King Kong, does King Kong survive ever?
No, I mean, that's another thing is there's King Kong, there's different reboots of it, but it's not like King Kong comes back. He dies, and that's the story.
Yeah.
But...
I'm going to go Godzilla just because I might survive.
Okay.
Thank
so you want to live.
Yeah, of course. Mm.
You're out of our group.
Yeah.
Well, I think Godzilla just because Godzilla, you know, I think Godzilla, I know that whenever they had the thing, they kind of scaled them to be the both the same size. But I think Godzilla's bigger.
Yeah.
And I think that he's more powerful.
Yeah.
I think so. I think Godzilla
would have to be bigger because, like, Godzilla's as big as a building. And,
yeah.
And King Kong is climbing a building.
Right. Yeah. I feel like Godzilla's kind of closer to a dragon. So mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Godzilla. Well, all right. Here's our final question.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Which would you rather was real?
Oh.
Turn on the news.
Oh, God.
You turn on the news. One of these things is real and happening.
Oh, boy.
This is all a ramp up for Rampage, guys, by the way. Go out to the movies and watch Rampage.
Check out Rampage.
With Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And others.
I guess I'd rather have King Kong because I think Godzilla would destroy. Like, if Godzilla was real, Godzilla would destroy and kill millions of people, I'm guessing.
Well.
Or at least.
That means you don't want that to be real?
Tens of thousands. I don't particularly want that many people to die.
Hmm.
But, I don't know, King Kong probably could kill, you know, a few thousand.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I wish King Kong was real. So
King Kong is a stoppable force, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably Godzilla is at some point, but much harder.
I think I'd rather have Godzilla be real just because of the implications. Like, King Kong's real, it's like, well, there's a giant, mm-hmm. particularly giant ape.
Yeah.
King Kong or Godzilla's real, it's like, whoa, this has changed the game.
Oh,
what
yeah.
is this thing? You know? What do you think, Gary?
There's monsters.
I think I'm going to give this one to King Kong again.
Really?
Yeah, I just like that big gorilla. There's just something about him.
It's nice.
And I feel like Godzilla would probably destroy the planet. Whereas King Kong, I feel like
maybe,
if we left
yeah.
him just alone, he would go do his own.
Well, the original Godzilla, he just sort of rampaged and stuff. But later Godzilla would fight on behalf of humanity. So, mm-hmm. But then that would mean that Godzilla, there would necessarily have to be foes.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that would be a worse world.
That'd be a crazy world.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? I think King Kong won.
I think he did.
Did King Kong win?
I think King Kong won.
King Kong.
That's exciting. I mean,
well,
I kind of came around. I didn't think I would be for King Kong, but I'm into King Kong.
I'm surprised no one did the King Kong ain't got nothing on me joke the whole episode.
Oh.
Well, we didn't say a Gojira.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean sort of did, but he was being accurate.
Well, yeah, that's just the name of the movie, Gojira.
All right. Well, let's all do our Godzilla roar to usher out another fabulous episode of Which Is Better. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Mommy! Mommy!
He didn't say mommy.
Hey, kids, let me ask you a question. Do you like comedy? Great. This is Mark Anunsen, and I have a comedy CD available called Go Britney. It's on Amazon, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes. You know what to do.